In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us take a moment to acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate this liturgy of the Word. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Father God, grant us your pardon. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us, poor sinners. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. O God, author of our freedom and of our salvation, listen to the voice of our pleading, and grant that those you have redeemed by the shedding of your Son's blood may have life through you, and under your protection rejoice forever unharmed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. God has fulfilled his promise by raising Jesus from the dead. Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul came to Antioch in Pisidia, he said in the synagogue, "My brothers, children of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent." The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their leaders failed to recognize him, and by condemning him they fulfilled the oracles of the prophets that are read Sabbath after Sabbath. For even though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him put to death. And when they had accomplished all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are now his witnesses before the people. We ourselves are proclaiming this good news to you, that what God promised our fathers, he has brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the second Psalm, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you." The word of the Lord. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. I myself have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with an iron rod. You shall shatter them like an earthen dish. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. And now, O kings, give heed. Take warning, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice before him. With trembling rejoice. You are my son. This day I have begotten you." Alleluia. Alleluia. I am the way and the truth and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, Alleluia. I am the way and the truth and the life. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Before we sign off, we're going to want to pray in Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be for the late Holy Father Pope Francis's monthly intentions for May, which had to do with the rights and well-being of workers and their relationship to their work, that it may be a good relationship that raises their sense of valuation. And then we'll read also the Divine Office of Readings. Not the whole thing, just maybe a psalm and our two readings from Scripture and one from tradition. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you, God, for all the difficulties that I undergo in this church and in the world. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus Christ, you have risen from the dead. Alleluia. Let the heavens and the earth rejoice. Alleluia. A reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 17. Babylon, the great harlot. I, John, watched, and one of the seven angels who were holding the seven bowls came to me and said, Come, I will show you the judgment in store for the great harlot who sits by the waters of the deep. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the earth's inhabitants have grown drunk on the wine of her lewdness. The angel then carried me away in spirit to a desolate place where I saw a woman seated on a scarlet beast, which was covered with blasphemous names. This beast had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and pearls and other jewels. In her hand she held a gold cup that was filled with the abominable and sordid deeds of her lewdness. On her forehead was written a symbolic name, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and all the world's abominations. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of God's holy ones and the blood of those martyred for their faith in Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished. The angel said to me, Why are you so taken aback? I will explain to you the symbolism of the woman and of the seven-headed and ten-horned beast carrying her. The beast you saw existed once, but now exists no longer. It will come up from the abyss once more before going to final ruin. All the men of the earth whose names have not been written in the book of the living from the creation of the world shall be amazed when they see the beast. For it existed once, and now exists no longer, and yet it will exist again. Here is the clue for the one who possesses wisdom. The seven heads are seven hills on which the woman sits enthroned. There are also seven kings. Five have already fallen, one lives now, and the last has not yet come. But when he does come, he will remain only a short while. The beast which existed once, but now exists no longer, even though it is an eighth king, is really one of the seven, and is on his way to ruin. The 10 horns you saw represent 10 kings who have not yet been crowned. They will possess royal authority along with the beast, but only for an hour. Then they will come to agreement and bestow their power and authority on the beast. They will fight against the Lamb, but the Lamb will conquer them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Victorious, too, will be his followers, the ones who were called, the chosen, and the faithful. The angel then said to me, "The waters on which you saw the harlot enthroned are great numbers of peoples and nations and tongues. The 10 horns you saw on the beast will turn against the harlot with hatred. They will strip off her finery and leave her naked. They will devour her flesh and set her on fire. For God has put it into their minds to carry out his plan. By making them agree to bestow their sovereignty on the beast until his will is accomplished. The woman you saw is the great city which has sovereignty over the kings of the earth. The rulers of the earth will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will be victorious over them. For he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Alleluia. He was given a crown, and like a conqueror he rode forth to win still further victories. For he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Alleluia." Second reading from the tradition of the church is taken from a letter to the Corinthians by St. Clement of Rome. The preservation of unity. I just love this. Beloved, Jesus Christ is our salvation. He is the high priest through whom we present our offerings and the helper who supports us in our weakness. Through him our gaze penetrates the heights of heaven and we see, as in a mirror, the most holy face of God. Through Christ, the eyes of our hearts are opened and our weak and clouded understanding reaches up toward the light. Through him, the Lord willed that we should taste eternal knowledge. For Christ is the radiance of God's glory, and as much greater than the angels as the name God has given him is superior to theirs. So then, my brothers, let us do battle with all our might under his unerring command. Think of the men serving under our military commanders. How well disciplined they are, how readily and submissively they carry out orders. Not everyone can be a prefect, a tribune, a centurion, or a captain of 50, but each man in his own rank executes the orders of the emperor and the officers in command. The great cannot exist without those of humble condition, nor can those of humble condition exist without the great. Always it is the harmonious working together of its various parts that ensures the well-being of the whole. Take our own body as an example. The head is helpless without the feet, and the feet can do nothing without the head. Even our least important members are useful and necessary for the whole body, and all work together for its well-being in harmonious subordination. Let us then preserve the unity of the body that we form in Christ Jesus. And let everyone give his neighbor the deference to which his particular gifts entitle him. Let the strong care for the weak, and the weak respect the strong. Let the healthy assist the wealthy assist the poor, and the poor man thank God for giving him someone to supply his needs. The wise man should show his wisdom not by his elegance, but by good works. The humble man should not proclaim his own humility, but leave others to do so. Nor must the man who preserves his chastity ever boast of it, but recognize that the ability to control his desires has been given to him by another. Think, my brothers, of how we first came into being, of what we were at the first moment of our existence. Think of the dark tomb out of which our Creator brought us into this world, where he had his gifts prepared for us even before we were born. All of this we owe to him, and for everything we must give him thanks. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and the first to be born from the dead. In him you were raised to life by faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. Alleluia. In Christ the fullness of divinity dwells in bodily form, and in him you find your own fulfillment. You were buried with him in baptism. In him you were raised to life by faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. Alleluia. We're just going to conclude with intercessions. and the collect again. Help us gather our prayers together. God the Father raised up Christ through the Spirit, and will raise us also up our mortal bodies. Let us cry out to him. Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. All Holy Father, you accepted the holocaust of your Son in raising him from the dead. Accept the offering we make today, and lead us to eternal life. Look with favor on all we do today, that it may be for your glory and the sanctification of the world. May our work today not be in vain, but be for the good of the whole world, and through it lead us to your kingdom. Open our eyes today to recognize our brothers and sisters, and our hearts to love them so that we may love and serve each other. Pray for Bill, for Henry, for Father Rob, for Father Vili, Deacon Tony, Julia, and all the special, and Father Rob too, and all the people we've been entrusted with praying for, and we pray for all of your intentions. Gathering our prayers, unspoken and spoken, into one, we pray this collect prayer and the Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God, O God, author of our freedom and of our salvation, listen to the voice of our pleading, and grant that those you have redeemed by the shedding of your Son's blood may have life through you, and under your protection rejoice forever unharmed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.